Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up?
It is gorgeous outside.
Yeah, it's nice out
there.
So
let's go
today.
Sit in the cave and talk about whatever. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson.
Well, that's what we do. Would you rather be a morning show?
I don't know. That's one of those that the mornings always sound appealing because you're done at 9, but then you realize that you got to wake up at like 4:30. So
you don't wake up early?
Well, define early.
6?
No, I'm not a 6 o'clock guy. I'm more of a night guy. I don't sleep that well. So I've been trying lately to get to bed at a good time. But if I am lights out, unconscious by 12:30, I count that as a win. That's a good night for me. So waking up at 4:30 or 5, that's going to take some adjustment. I'm going to be on some heavy drugs at that point. So the morning does sound appealing to me, but I don't know. Like, you have no nightlife. Even like if you're out on the weekend, like your body just, your clock is just off. I'm not sure I would want to do that on a day-to-day basis, because I think you would rather be a morning guy.
It's pretty appealing. Being done by 9,
yeah.
Out of here by 9:01, and on the golf course by 10:01. That's pretty appealing.
I can't argue with that. But do you go out at all anymore, or are you home?
Not really.
Yeah, you're home.
Yeah, we're pretty lame.
And I, like, if that's the case, then yes, I can totally see where the morning is very appealing. But I still like the nightlife. I still like to boogie from time to time. And boy, that morning, that's like God's flashlight shining on you when that sun hits. I'd say...
What about middays?
Middays would be perfect. Middays is cherry, but, you know...
Cherry pow, bro.
Oh, cherry pow pow. That's what it's at. Or that's where it's at, because then you're on
really?
You're on the course at like 3:30.
See, I don't know. Yeah, you're on the...
I could do middays.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like the perfect...
Because you don't really have mornings, and you don't really have afternoons.
Noon to 3, come on. That's like...
Well, it's a three-hour show.
Yeah. Noon.
And we do a four-hour show.
Noon, yeah, the only four-hour show on the program. And how
you
is...
You mean on the station.
Yeah, on the station, that's right. And yet Dusty's making all that midday money. That son of a gun. He's never even there.
Like, if you break it out per minute, we don't make anything.
No, it's ridiculous. But the the middays, it's great because you can, I mean, you're taking a long lunch every day. Other than that, you're free to do stuff in the morning, and you can be wherever you want by 3:30.
No, I'm choosing mornings.
You like the mornings?
I'm going to go on to Dirt and Sprague show.
And just bump them?
No, I think I'm going to be on their show with them.
A three man.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And you can do whatever with Buck or whatever. You guys can have the
We can't make a trade for one of them. You're just going to
leave
it.
Who would you trade for? Ooh.
I think I'd have to make the trade for Sprague.
Yeah.
Dirt's, I've said it before, Dirt's fandom, I can't deal with it.
That's the only reason?
Yeah, his giant fandom, I can't deal with it.
Well, I'll just be like a third wheel. Like, you remember Dennis Glasgow?
I remember Dennis.
Former boss.
Yeah.
He was the third man on the Ian and Sook show.
Yeah. There were times when we would do interviews and he would just get up and leave.
Yeah, well, he didn't have anything to add.
No, he would look and be like, hey, you guys got this. And then he would just walk out and we'd be like, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then he had the entertainment news, the e-news.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to do. I'll bring the entertainment news segment.
In the news.
Yeah, the noted newsman moves to the mornings. Yeah. They go to me for the,
you know, the breaking, the news, what have you.
And then I'll maybe a few quips here and there about their sports talk and get paid the same. How do you feel about that?
I like it.
Way easier.
Yeah. And then you're on the course again by, what, 10:15, 10:30?
I think I, well.
Well, you got to drive out to Langdon.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
It's a long drive.
From here.
Yeah. You know,
it's only like 25 minutes.
A little bit of a commute, maybe run into some of that morning traffic. You don't know.
Go out there.
Got stretch, warm up, hit some balls.
Bloody Mary.
That's one thing that I just have never been able to get behind.
Could be home by 3.
I can't do the Bloody Mary.
Mimosa, whatever.
There you go.
Whatever
I find
like.
It repulsive.
Or a shot of whiskey. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah, get your morning started right. You know, some Fireball in the morning. Let's go. Know. Pretend like you're 22.
Well, I'm going to run that by the morning guys, see what they say.
Yeah. And
they have a 3-hour show, right?
They have a 3-hour show.
What time's their show? 6 to 9?
6 to 9. 6 to 9, then we got Colin, and then...
Well, we missed the day part. What about 9 to noon?
Well, that's Colin.
I know, they aren't moving Colin.
Good luck stepping on the toes of Colin Cowherd.
Let's just say Colin Cowherd left.
Yes, then that's the slot.
You want that slot?
Yes, 9 to noon.
I could deal with that. That's not
100%.
Bad. That's not bad, because you don't have to wake up early.
Nope. I can still have whatever night insomnia that I got going on, still get a decent night's sleep, and then again, you got your whole day ahead of you.
Off at noon, that's pretty good.
Yes, we have the worst slot. I mean...
I don't think so. I think the midday slot... Now, we do have to do 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
That's no good. I've been fighting against that for years, but they won't budge.
No.
It's much like guaranteed contracts in the NBA.
It's not happening.
Once you give it to them...
Yeah, they're not giving it
they
back.
They aren't giving it back.
No. And we're not being able to roll back. Go into management and say that the show's... Maybe we start negotiating. It turns in from a 4-hour show to a 3.5, then 3:15...
What if we just stopped showing up for our last hour?
Well, you know, that's kind of how the club started. Like, the inception of the club was back when we had Iron Furnace. The idea was that no one was listening after they got out of their car anyway, so we just repurposed a lot of audio and reran interviews and whatnot. So we were like, well, we're not doing anything with that last hour anyways. Let's just, you know, just off.
Look at us going above and beyond.
There you go.
Actually doing something with the hour, and now it's a very popular hour.
Yes.
It's the most fun to do. So maybe we start at 4.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe we just start coming in at 4. What do you think they would do if we just started the show at 4? We didn't get here till 3:55. We go on the air at 4.
I don't know how that would go over.
How would it... what would they do?
I'm not certain how that would land.
Would they turf us?
I'm guessing there would be a meeting of some sort, yes.
Would we have to show up to it?
Again, I would probably say
yes.
I guess I
could meet in the 3 to 4 hour.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah, have the meeting at 3. They schedule the meeting at 11. Like, can we bump that to 3? Because it's really getting in the way of my other activities.
So we get turfed?
Yeah.
Then what?
Look, we don't have a whole lot to complain about as far as our schedule goes. But in the grand scheme of things, you're right. That Colin, that's the sweet spot. That noon to 3. Although there's someone out there right now digging ditches like 8 hours a day. And is like, dude, you guys work 4 hours a day. I'm like, I know. Although we are into the doldrums here where we actually have to work 5 days a week, 4 hours. No more short shows.
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell?
You guys feel bad for us right now? Probably should. It's rough.
Yeah. I got no more ducks bumping us. Nothing.
Well, I mean, look.
We're not even off for the final four.
I get the whole, 4 hour. But, you know, you... Bitches can't do what we do. Get out of here with that. You think you can, but you can't.
It's a skill like juggling.
I love to tell the story like of the dude. We used to auction off.
Yeah, like charities.
We used to auction off airtime. And it wasn't even charity. It was like somebody could buy an hour and come in and shoot the breeze with us.
Yeah.
Or just do the hour, you know, whatever they wanted. You could talk sports. You could fillet your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you wanted to do. Well, one guy bought it 1 year. And he came in, and And I always loved it when they wanted to do their own thing because we got to go home early. Mm-hmm. It was 6 o'clock hour. So they'd be like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
And this guy was so fired up. And he, boy, he was cocky. He was ready to go. He had stacks and stacks of notes.
Yep.
And he rolls in and he starts his hot sports takes that he can't wait for everyone to hear because they're so unique. And then, which they're not. And then he gets on there and he goes, you know, maybe 7-8 minutes. And he's done. He's out of notes.
Yep.
And he looks up. It's like, well, 4 more minutes in that segment. And then you got 3 more after that. And try doing that every hour, 4 hours in a row, 5 days a week.
Yeah,
pal.
I do remember that. That
was so satisfying.
That dude flamed out. And then occasionally we used to have, like, we'd bring some FM guys. Like, I know Glover's done it with us. Who was the guy from 94.7? Gustav. He would come in sometimes and they would often be like, because some of those FM guys, they're filling like maybe 8 to 9 minutes an hour of actual on-air time, and then they're playing records and whatnot. And I do remember them coming in and being like, they would do, you know, like an hour and be like, oh my God, you guys do this 4 hours. Like, yeah, every day. Like, yeah, there is no coming up next, the new one from, you know, whatever, and then you hit a button. No, you got 46
yeah,
minutes
those
an hour.
FM guys, dude, they should get paid half of what they get paid.
You got to chew some clock.
I mean, they can tape it all out from their house.
That is
like,
true.
Like, come on, man. What is that?
This guy says,
throw
don't worry.
A robot in there.
This says, don't worry, guys. In less than 2 years, they'll replace you. So that's true.
Well, he said with robots.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe so.
Yeah. I mean, Calculon is.
I would.
Calculon, the sports bot, is coming.
They're way cheaper.
How about that local sports team? What, ChatGPT doing a sports talk show?
And they don't gripe as much.
No.
Easier to put up with.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love?
Well, it's only a matter of time before robots take over everything, right? The sex trade, they're going to be driving trucks. Doing sports talk. I mean, come on.
Well, we're here until they replace us. Okay?
Until they decide that we can no
and
longer
And we're not moving
this.
Day parts. We're not shortening the show. It just is what it is.
Deal with it.
So
Rob's golf game is going to have to work around this program.
Hey, I played golf today for the first time in months.
As did I.
2 months.
That's the first time you played in 2 months?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
The weather's been awful.
Well, you've been hitting balls, though, at least.
Oh, I practice, yeah. Okay. But I actually played golf.
Well, again.
At beautiful Langdon Farms.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
God, it was great out there.
It was stunning.
I need to do that every day. Why don't I do that more?
Weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
That and jobs. You know, it does get in the way from time to time.
I don't know. It's probably going to snow tomorrow.
This was just the, this was the
freaking Portland now.
It was like a little tease right there. Golf tease for you. I don't know.
Appears to be some sort of setup going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on out there, Buckley? You know what's going on?
That's one of the dudes from, Charlie, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. McGinley said that he and Adam were out at the... at the transmitter site getting stuff ready for tonight, and I didn't know what that meant. So
yeah, something's going down here.
But I don't know what that is.
That's exciting.
Something is happening. I don't know.
There's a bunch of people with...
And it's a little weird. I don't know if you're like this, but...
Trendy clothes. They look to be setting up some sort of photo shoot.
Yeah, I struggle with people being behind me. Do you have any of that?
What do you mean?
Like the... Because I can feel movement behind me. You can kind of see it out of your periphery there. I struggle, like, if I'm at a restaurant or whatever, I don't like people being behind me. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know what that phobia is. I'm not, like, in the mob or anything. I don't like movement behind me that I, you know, because you can't see it. And it jams me up a little bit. So I could see people kind of moving.
You're packing heat.
I'm not, unfortunately. Mm. But you don't have any of that?
No.
That doesn't jam you up at all?
So you wouldn't like the new TikTok trend then that just put someone in the hospital. Have you heard about this one?
What's this?
They just come up from behind.
Teens are coming up from behind people at like grocery stores or like Targets or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're putting either like a bucket or a bag over their head and like making them like just suddenly disoriented and kind of freak out. And they often themselves pretend that they've been the victim of the same prank. So it's like, what happened to us? Who did this? But they did it to some woman in a Target and she freaked out and she fell and got paralyzed.
Because
they were doing a TikTok prank.
Well, I'll just say this for the record. If someone came up from behind me and put something over my head, you better run because violence is about to occur. That does not work for me. I don't like being snuck up upon. I don't like that would be an immediate reaction of I'm turning and swinging. And sometimes I feel bad because like if I'm in a crowd of people, I can't help it. My instinct is to kind of like you ball up your fists or like an elbow goes and like I just naturally have that turn and get ready to go. And I don't know where that's from. As far as I know, I don't ever remember being attacked from behind. It's just a weird thing I have. And so if I'm at a restaurant and I need my back to the wall. Otherwise my meal is just, I'm uncomfortable. So all this stuff behind me right now.
Sounds like a man who has enemies.
No one's trying to kill me or anything.
All right. This woman wasn't paralyzed. So they said someone could be paralyzed doing this. She did go to the hospital though, because she blacked out and,
fell over. Yeah. Don't mess with leave people alone.
It's called the bucket prank or the bucket challenge.
God, TikTokers.
Put like a bucket over someone's head.
Douchebags.
Well, I mean, and if that happens and you turn and you get your ass whooped, that's on you. You deserve get turned and just...
That's right. Someone you start messing with people, you don't know what you're going to get these
days. And you never know when you're going to get someone that is a little uptight. I'm sure there's a name for that. I don't know, because I'm not the only one. I've encountered other people that feel that way. Like I said, my biggest one is just, if I'm in a crowd of people and I hear someone running behind, I instantly turn and I feel like I'm ready to throw a punch. Or the restaurant thing, I will almost, I'm not going to say it's 100%, but I will wait. I would rather wait a handful of minutes for another table or a booth that I didn't have to have my back to the room.
Well, I think what we've learned here is that Odyssey is lucky to have you and I. We show up every day for 4 hours.
Clearly.
Quality content. They are. They're very lucky. Yes. And I think that we deserve raises beginning tomorrow.
Good luck with
that. For that extra hour.
I'm with you. Yeah, everyone else is working 3. What the hell?
What's up with that?
And deal is in. Yes, it is kind of weird that as a center, I don't like people being behind me. Maybe that's what it's from. I spent years and years with a dude's hand on my taint. Maybe I have I've been traumatized from that.
All right, I got a poll question. Are you ready for that?
I'm always ready for the poll.
You know what I've done today?
What?
Something I never do.
What?
The poll question topic is about the Trailblazers.
You're talking about their big, their new player, their new signee?
What?
Yeah. Oh, they signed someone to a 10-day, like a 10-day contract. Oh, God.
You don't even know.
I don't know. I read it.
God, man.
You weren't even aware that they signed someone.
No, so we're in the same boat.
Danny was talking about it. Ugh.
Who'd they get, Buck?
No idea. I can just tell you who's not playing tonight, but that's about it.
I love that we're so in tune with the Blazers here.
You've never heard of him either. They signed a 10-day.
What's his name?
They signed a hardship. There was like a hardship waiver, so they didn't have to waive anybody. Skylar Mays.
Ex-Hawks guard Skylar Mays.
To a 10-day contract.
Why?
He has averaged 19 points and 6 assists with the Mexico City G League team.
Why?
They probably need to fill a roster spot because someone's injured and not going to play.
Everyone's injured. They're not playing anyone.
They're not hurt. How many of those guys are really hurt?
None of them, but it doesn't matter. They have. They're
NBA
like
NBA players are a bunch of weenies.
They're like, what, 1 in 10, 1 in 11 in their last however many? Like, they're not winning again. It's not happening. And now we've unleashed the full potential of Skylar Mays.
Can't wait to watch him.
Well, me too.
Wait, no, I can't wait to not watch him.
Hey, you get ready.
Are they playing tonight?
I think they got the Queens.
Oh.
They got the Queens back-to-back.
Yeah, all right. One sleep to opening day. That's the most important thing.
Get you just schluffing off the Kings.
Tomorrow is opening day.
Damn right.
So tomorrow we'll have a baseball question. But today it pertains to the Zers, and we'll start there next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, here's our poll question today. It's on Twitter, again, at 1080 The Fan. The sponsor, again, is AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAA, IAQ. .com. As I teased, it's a Blazer question. Mm-hmm. I saw this on social media, so somebody else's question, really. But even the National Med is asking, should the Blazers fully rebuild? Yes, it's past time. Yes, it's now time. Or no way. That's what I'm asking you today.
No, I don't think you should fully rebuild.
Now, that means, I think people know what that means, right?
Lillard's gone.
Maybe moving off of Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm saying no to this, because if you talk to me at the end of this draft cycle here, I may have a different view. Here's my thing. You're tied for what, sixth right now, I think, in the draft lottery, if I'm not mistaken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tied for fifth, right? You were in Orlando.
T5. That's pretty good.
T5, absolutely. So yeah. Detroit, Houston, San Antonio, Charlotte, you're not catching. You were in Orlando. Actually, Orlando's half a game up on you. 32-44, 32-43, but you'll lose to the Kings, and so there you go. Indiana's right there, game back, Washington too, but you're going to be in that 5-6 range, right? If you end up with the number one pick, it's Wembanyama, and you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
That's amazing. That's a game changer. They say that this is generational. This is getting LeBron.
Yeah.
And
flips the script on everything.
Flips the script on everything. If it ends up not being the number one pick and you make that pick, then yes, tear the whole effing thing down.
Oh,
you're stupid.
Oh, okay.
Tear the whole thing down.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. But if you end up with a top five pick, and you're able to satisfy the Chicago thing, right? And you have the one pick that you made.
Could you explain what the Chicago thing is?
So you owe Chicago a number one pick. You owe them a first round pick. And with as long until that's that obligation has been met, you can't trade future ones. So it really hamstrings them in any sort of deal. But you got an extra one in your was it the Josh Hart trade that you got a one back from? And now you're gonna have this. So you can meet that obligation and you still have a draft pick and you can trade future picks. And you also now have, let's be honest, with kind of the elevation of Sharp, look, and I know it's only a handful of games, but he certainly feels like that's something that's going to continue to grow and develop. And I'm not saying that Ant isn't a great player, but I think we can all sit here and at this point say that it probably doesn't look like it's in our best interest to move forward with Ant and Lillard in the same backcourt. So you now have the ability to trade future ones. You now have a very young, talented prospect that people will be interested in Anfernee Simons. If you don't make a big swing and you don't trade Simons or Sharp and some future ones to go out and actually try to get a legitimate big-time player, whether that's, you know, like, let's say a Mikal Bridges, I guess isn't that happy in Brooklyn. I know it's pie in the sky, but, you know, the Embiid thing, if that were to flame out in Philadelphia, though,
not
that's
happening.
It's not happening, but you know what I mean. Going out and like what Sacramento did and going out and getting Sabonis, and look at them. Like, all of a sudden, You know, that's that's completely
changed.
Well,
other teams seem to be able to do that, while the Blazers don't.
Yes.
So I'm not really sure. So that's basically the same thing you've been saying for 10 years. I mean, they say this every year. So you're just saying go that route again if you don't get Wembanyama, is that what you said?
If you don't get Wembanyama and you make that pick.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama? Wembanyama? Wembanyama?
Yeah, I think so.
Wemby?
Wembanyama, I believe.
Look at Buck laying
Victor.
V-dub.
If you,
like DJ.
If you don't get him and you make that pick, then F off.
And the, you make the pick, meaning take a young player?
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so you want them to, if they don't get the number one, you want them to package their lottery pick.
Yes.
And whatever else.
And Simons.
Sharp, Simons, anybody.
Whatever.
All, and to get something to put around Lillard.
And not something, a legitimate. So how about this? Jaylen Brown apparently is pissed off at Boston. Have you seen any of his press conferences lately?
Why is he pissed?
Well, because it's racist, and he hates it there in Boston.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
And every press conference, like he's giving press conferences left and right where he is done with Boston. And it's go do that. Go get Jaylen Brown. Go get Mikal Bridges. Go get someone like that, a legitimate all NBA player. Screw Young. Screw the draft. Stop it. It's not going anywhere. You've got a guy in Shane Sharp that looks like in maybe 2 or 3 years could really be something, a big, versatile guy. You're putting him right now on the other team's best defender. He's shown you in moments that he's capable of putting up 20 a night.
You mean on the other team's top offensive
player? Yeah, the other team's top offensive player. Yeah. When I say their other team's best defensive
player.
You're
going too fast over there. You're so excited.
They're putting him, giving him the toughest defensive assignment they have.
There you go.
There's something to build around. Simons, unfortunately, he's just, at this point, gone, in my mind.
Why?
Gone. Package him. Because it doesn't work with him and Lillard. They're
okay,
too
but
close.
What if you did, but see, here's what I'm saying. So the question is, should the Blazers fully rebuild? Yes, it's past time. I would vote for that, of course. You know that. Yes, it's now time, or no way. Vote hard, at 1080 The Fan. It's on Twitter. So you have the number 7 pick from last year, who looks promising, as you said. Sharp looks, he does look promising. You have possibly a top 5 pick this year, where you can select, you know, like Caitlin Clark.
Sure. Hey, she shoots real well.
I was wondering if you'd catch that.
I caught it.
Dude, she's badass.
She's amazing.
But they can't draft her.
I think she would struggle at the NBA level. I think she'd struggle to get her shot off, and certainly on the defensive end.
Caitlin Clark, Shaden Sharp, Ant Simons, let's go.
Yeah.
No, so you can select, you have hopefully a top 5 pick this year, or 6 or 7, whatever. Yeah. Another lottery, a pretty good lottery pick, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So,
trade it.
If you take, well, see, okay, it's my turn now. Okay, fella?
Yeah.
I don't trade that pick. I take another young player. Sharp, by the way, is 19.
Mm-hmm.
19.
He's a baby. Never played college.
So you can just take a player, and if you hit, you're kind of already on the road to a nice little rebuild with Sharp, this player, and maybe even Simon. Simon's a little older. He's 23, but young. I mean, Lillard's 32. You're talking about 13 years difference between Sharp and Lillard. It's crazy. So if you hit... If you trust your scouting and you hit with this lottery pick, you have Simons, Sharp, and whoever the lottery pick is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can trade Lillard. And imagine what you could then stockpile if you dealt him, more ones or more youngs. Okay, so the alternative to that is your suggestion of you can package the pick and try to get a more proven player or two, but that's been the strategy for the last 8 to 10 years, and Portland can't pull that off. So the two best things for the franchise are, one, get the number one pick, which would just be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Wembanyama is supposedly generational talent. LeBron James, like, think Giannis. Like, you would just get Giannis.
Yeah.
The next Giannis.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he'd be that good, but he's...
People talk about him like
he's
that.
He's as promising as that. And right now, the Blazers would have a 10.5% chance of getting the number one pick. So that's the best thing that can happen for the franchise. To me, the second best thing is a full rebuild, and that is take the pick, put hopefully you hit on it, put another young guy with Sharp, trade Lillard, and then there's your package. You're actually at that point, I think you're maybe even a little ahead of some of the other teams that are still sort of stockpiling picks and flipping the script on their franchises. You know, so that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's good for the franchise is a sale, but that doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon.
I don't want to go full rebuild because the full rebuild thing in the NBA usually doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't. We can sit here and say, oh, tear everything down. But, God, how many teams in the NBA have torn everything down multiple times? You know, yeah. You go back 25 years. And I personally, here in Portland, I don't want to go through more growing pains of drafting guys and hoping that it works out. I would much rather take a guy, and I know he's 32. And maybe I'm being selfish because Lillard's my favorite Blazer, and I think we owe him. I think his loyalty and what he's meant to the city, I don't want to get rid of him. And to me, there's no reason with the picks you have and the ability, hopefully, to trade future picks and a young emerging star in Ant or Shaedon Sharpe that you can't go out and get a big-time player to put with Damian Lillard, who, by the way, is coming off arguably his best season he's had in years.
Well, prepare to be disappointed, sir. Yeah. And I would say that, yes, it's hard to rebuild, but it's better than 38-44 and no man's land again. I'll take the upside, even if it's harder. So that's where I've been on that for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because it's just maddening that they're the same every year. So we'll see what they do. It's kind of interesting that the last six or seven games of the regular season, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
The more interesting stuff is where they're going to land in the lottery, and then what do they do from there? That, you know, this offseason is I know they say this every year, but it's a huge one.
Well, and I think it's the ultimate,
because they can really pivot this year. If they wanted to, they can really pivot this year. Whereas in years past,
this is a giant fork in the road. Like I said, if they end up with the fourth or fifth pick and they make it and they draft another Shaedon Sharpe type player, another 18, 19 year old kid, you're basically telling Damian Lillard, we're not on your timeline. And then I'm with you at that point. If you draft another one of them, then why are you keeping Lillard? Why are you keeping him and wasting another 3 years?
They already did that once. So, I mean, they kind of talk out of both sides of their mouth. It's like, well, we want to put everything around Lillard. We're going with Lillard. And then all they did was draft an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything else. So it's like, so they've kind of already, what you just laid out is what they've already done.
But now with him being 32, like, there is no more tomorrows. It is now, like, I know that you kick it down the road, right?
And they've done that for 10 years.
But that's
man.
My point. At some point, you can't kick it down the road anymore. You run out of road. And in my opinion, you've run out of road, which is why I said, if you make that pick and it's not Victor, if it's not the number one overall pick, then you need to get real honest, because what you're doing to me is you're just waving the finger in Lillard's face and giving him the bird and saying that we are going to waste your prime years. And I think that's not fair to him, and I don't think it's fair to the fans.
Number one pick or a sale. Two best things that could happen to the franchise.
100%.
Number one pick or a sale.
100%.
Let's do a Bronny seg. You want to do a Bronny seggy?
I saw his NIL.
I've got some stuff here on Bronny. Yeah.
Future Duck Bronny?
Yeah, maybe. That one? Maybe, yeah. Let's first go to Buck with Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, well, we're just filling time until baseball starts. But we're almost there. Tomorrow.
One sleep.
Is opening day.
One sleep.
Last night was the McDonald's All-American game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a thing every year.
Yes, it is the thing. They're doing a thing. They've been doing that thing for a long time.
Yeah, it's the top high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Bronny played in it. LeBron James' son.
Yeah, he is. He's climbed the rankings. I think he's in most rankings now. I've seen him like somewhere in the mid 20s to low 30s. And
yeah,
you know, for a while there, people thought he was. It was like all hype, but he has supposedly, according to the rankings, he has steadily been climbing.
Well, I have listened. You know Andrew Nemec. Do you know who he is?
I am familiar.
He's on The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him talk about Bronny. I don't know if it's his last show, but one of his shows when I was driving home, he was talking about Bronny. He's very familiar with Bronny.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Bronny. I don't know Bronny from Adam, but he said that by all accounts, Bronny is actually a really good prospect. He plays hard.
Yeah.
He plays the right way. He can D up. He can hit the three.
But he's not some sort of generational talent. He's not his dad.
Well, that was, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
No, but that he's like I mean, I was doing those shows with Nemec, and he was saying essentially
he's good.
A four-star caliber college starter at a Power 5, but
right.
He's probably not a top 20 prospect, well, even though he's being recruited. He's being ranked there now because of his name, but he may not be there in talent.
I think that's where some of this, you know. Well, okay, so I'll just say that. Bronny is going to get overhyped because he's Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
Some think it's controversial that he even played in the McDonald's All-Star game because, it's the top 24 guys or whatever, and he's barely in the top 40.
Yeah.
But he's there because of his name. And so I saw, so maybe this is another example of that he's going to be overhyped. But I got on the internet today, and because I didn't watch the McDonald's All-American game.
Nor did I.
But the headline was, Bronny puts on a show. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, I didn't even know he was in the game. I didn't know the game was last night. Let's read about this.
Yeah.
Well, he had 15 points, and they lost.
Yeah. He played. It's.
Did he put on a show? I mean, come on.
The whole thing, because I read two stories on this. The best one that I saw, I think it was from Yahoo, and the quote was, he proved that he belonged on the court and wasn't overmatched. Like, that's...
This Yahoo headline was, he puts on a show. I'm not kidding.
Those are wildly different narratives.
Yeah. And they said
putting on a show versus showed he kind of belongs.
Yeah, he had 15 points.
Yeah. And they say he plays really hard. The biggest praise came from Mookie Cook, the kid that's going to Oregon that wants...
Smart.
Wants him to come there, and he said that his game is unbelievable. And then it's like, well, is it unbelievable? Yeah, I kind of feel bad for the kid because by all accounts, he's a good kid, right? He's never been in trouble. He plays the right way. He's a two-way player. He plays hard, and he's got a good all-around game. And if his name wasn't, if his last name wasn't James, he would just be a... He would just be a normal high school, big-time recruit that would be going to Oregon or USC or Kentucky or wherever he's going to go. But everywhere he goes, there's this idea that he's like he has to go play with his dad, and he's this one-on-one, he's this All-American, and it's like, my God. Oh, and by the way, did you see that he's the most, they said he has the biggest NIL deal of anyone.
Yeah, he's the highest NIL earner, and he's not even in college.
No.
That's unbelievable. So don't feel, you feel bad for him.
Well,
I do not feel an ounce bad for him. Although I would say it sounds like he's been raised the right way. And it does sound like he's not entitled. He doesn't, it seems like he's a pretty good kid.
Yes.
And he understands how to play the game the right way. And that's great. If that's the case, credit to him and credit to his dad. But he is the nation's highest NIL earner, name, image, and likeness earner. And he isn't even in college. He's making $7.2 million.
Yeah.
And he's not even, he's the only guy that played in that game last night who isn't committed.
Yeah. He's just.
They're all committed.
And
he isn't.
And it sounds like USC and Oregon, like that kind of seems to be the,
No, he took one visit. He's only been on one visit. And that was Ohio State.
Those are the top three. Supposedly the top three.
Yeah. Ohio State, everything I was reading
but
said...
But he has not visited Oregon.
SC or he's... Trust me, I don't think a visit means anything to that kid. he'll go where he wants to go. He'll go where his dad and the business decides that he's going to go. So, and you got that Mookie Cook kid that's coming to Oregon. I guess he's recruiting him hard. But then the number one overall player in the country is going to USC. He's jocking him real hard.
Wait, where does he get his NIL? Is a Nike deal?
Well, he's got a Nike deal. He's got his own underwear. He's got a bunch of stuff. So
Nike, I mean, you would think would help him get to Oregon.
Well, but Nike's also a USC and an Ohio State school.
Well, so. I know, but I mean, come on.
Well, and that's why a lot of people think that Oregon is even in play here is because of the relationship between LeBron. In fact, the only real criticism I saw that he was getting in the McDonald's All-American game was that's not sponsored by Nike. The main sponsor of that is Adidas.
And they said for photos, he had his back to the camera.
Yeah.
To avoid being pictured in anything Adidas.
Yeah.
There were actually a couple of guys who had that.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other one was.
Yeah, he just was like, I'm not having anything to do with that. I mean, and again, I can't fault the kid for that. I remember at the
but it's a different world for him. Like, it is. We can criticize that, but dude, being LeBron James' kid, how old is he? 16 or 17?
17 or 18.
It's a pretty unique circumstance.
Oh, yeah. I remember during the Dream Team, the 92 in Barcelona. Like Jordan, that was Reebok, and Jordan wore the American flag over all the logo.
Well, because Bronny was in the game yesterday, it was making the rounds of when LeBron himself was in the McDonald's All-American game. He was wearing the Allen Iverson Reebok answer shoes.
And was he?
They had LBJ 23 stitched on them, and people were like, what do you think those would go for these days? The Reebok LeBrons.
Yeah, and LeBron was a much bigger deal then than Bronny is
now.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, by all accounts, like you said, he's a good kid. I wish him nothing but the best. And I know it's going to sound weird that I say that I have, you know, I feel bad for him because the kid's got $1 billion father.
Well, he's already got $8 million in the bank.
$8 million in the bank, and he's probably knee deep and skush whenever he wants it. You know,
talk about no pressure.
But I say that's where I disagree. I do think there's a lot of pressure. Like I don't know what it's like to be the son of a great athlete. I mean, my brother played, so I guess there was, you know, a little bit of that where people growing up were like, oh, you know, you're going to be like your brother or whatnot. I can't fathom at that age being, and he's had it probably since he was 13, right? 12, 13 years old when these kids start getting ranked. I don't want to know what that's like to live in that shadow. And so the fact that he has come out as well-adjusted as he has, I think that's a credit to his mom. I think it's a credit to his dad. I think it's a credit to his handlers. And I think it's a credit to him. I don't think normal people can understand the amount of pressure because we just look at the money and say, well, regardless of what happens, you're rich and famous. And I think there's way more to it than that. And I give the kid a lot of credit.
Who do they compare Bronny to at the NBA level? I've got that for you because he does project as a top 10 pick.
Does he?
According to this one story, I'll tell you what they say about him.
Well, he's not a one-and-done guy from almost everything I've read.
Probably shouldn't be, but likely will be.
Likely will.
Because his dad
wants him to play.
Is a little long in the tooth, and he wants to play with him in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you know that's going to help. You want to? You think he's getting helped now by being LeBron's kid? This is what I say. Like, come on, man. No pressure, dude. You're going to get drafted no matter what because your dad wants to play with you. Some team is going to want to make that happen.
Coming up with the price for what it's going to take to get LeBron to your team so that you can make the package deal happen, that's going to be wild to see who tries to line up for that.
And Wimbanyana. How about that?
Yeah.
The team that gets Wimbanyana. Then just, he's like, we got the guy. So next year, or the year after, whatever it is, I don't know, Bronny. Take Bron.
Yeah, well, Bronny will be in college this year, and so then if he wanted to, it would be.
So he could be a one and done, so it would be next draft.
Next draft, yeah.
But maybe, so, yeah, okay, so you could, whoever gets Wimbanyana should target Bronny next year, and then you have Wimbanyana and LeBron.
The 40-year-old LeBron to teach him the ropes.
Hell yeah, dude. That's the plan.
Well, I mean.
All right. More on Bronny coming up next. It is 3:49 on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I see three individuals in my purview, three living beings. One is Buckley. One is Jason Sukanik. As you guys might know, we all do a show together.
Yeah, hey.
But also, out the window, I see Mickey Mouse.
Is that Mickey or Minnie?
That's Mickey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See the penis?
No, I don't. It just, he was, you know.
That's Mickey.
It was a little flamboyant, so I didn't know.
Oh, well, you know.
And he was doing, well.
No judging.
No, he's wearing like purple striped pants and then some sort of sequin sparkly jacket, and he was doing an airplane spin.
Let's go.
So I, you know.
And you know what's great about that? That's Mickey Mouse right there, because they're doing some Disneyland promotion out there. I don't know why.
Yeah.
One of the other stations. Not really, doesn't really matter to us. But they're doing it right outside our studio here for some reason. Mm-hmm. But what's amazing about that is that Mickey is dancing and like carrying on.
Yeah, twirling.
There's no...
No.
There are no kids.
There's like, no one around.
There's only one kid that has shown up for a photo yet, and there's going to be a whole parade of them.
Okay.
But he's kind of...
Yeah, he's twirling on his own.
He's like doing his own bits.
Yeah.
For no one.
It's like he's dangerous, like during pregame where he's high-fiving people, but there's no one to high-five.
Isn't that cool?
That, and I'm pretty sure that Mickey is a gal, because that dude's like 4'8". So it's either,
yeah, not as big as you would think.
No,
Mickey.
I'm convinced that that's either a female or they've got like an 11-year-old boy in there. And with our child labor laws, this being not like Tennessee or Alabama, I'm guessing that that's a no-go.
When I was at Oregon, one of my buddies was the duck, and there were like six of them because they had so many athletic events to go to. But you always knew when my buddy was the one doing it because he was 6'7", and none of the other ducks were 6'7".
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Did they like? How did they get all the? They have to specially build a uniform?
No, I think that like the duck legs at the bottom of the pants kind of just bunch, so they stretched out for him.
Really?
Yeah.
You can be a 6'7" duck?
I don't think he needed a special suit.
I'm not going to lie. I think I'd be uncomfortable if Puddles came waddling up to me and he was like 6'7" and jacked. Like, I mean, this Mickey here, I don't know the last time I was around Mickey Mouse. It's been a while. But I think I'd be alarmed if a giant rodent was twirling. Like, that's a bit... it's a bit intimidating.
The 6'7" mouse bothers you a little more?
Well, it's just, that's a, and you got the big head on there, and you, it's like the predator coming at you. That's a lot of mouse. That's a lot of rodent. It's it would be a bit much.
So I'm looking here at that ESPN Insider 2024, what do you call it, mock draft?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, come on, like they don't even have a draft order.
Yeah.
So it's like, take this for what it's worth. But... they have Bronny going 10th to Orlando.
Okay.
So they think Bronny is a top 10 pick. By the way, they've got the Blazers picking 11th.
No.
Who did, just missing out on Bronny.
Who are they taking? Some kid you never heard of?
His name is Kobe Bufkin.
Oh, well, I mean, already his name's Kobe, so he's going to be great.
He's from Kobe. Michigan.
Kobe Bufkin?
Kobe Bufkin.
Oh, Buff Kid would be cooler.
And it looks like he is another guard.
No, maybe they're...
Another one.
They're trying to do... What was the year that the Timberwolves guy took all those guards, remember?
Yeah.
Took the kid from Syracuse.
David Kahn.
He took like Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio before Steph Curry.
Yeah.
wanted all the guards.
What a bozo.
Give me all the guards.
So, yeah, Bronny is projected, at least by this guy... in the top 10.
Yeah.
Do you know who they compare him to? He already has NBA comps.
I'm going to go someone, because he's not great at any one thing. Give me like an Iguodala, maybe?
No,
defensive guy?
I like not that guess, though. List.
That's a decent... Yeah, he's not quite as big as Iguodala, though.
No, but isn't he like 6... Is he like 6'3", 6'4"?
Think...
Bronny?
Think Marcus Smart.
Okay. Well, I mean, am I thinking Marcus Smart, or am I just, is that his comp is Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart is his comp.
Okay.
Actually, there's three that they put on here from NBA Draft Room. They have Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, and Robert Pack.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea of the prototype of player that he is. And then don't forget, too, there's another James.
So they got him listed at 6'2", 6'3", here, depending on who you talk. So he's probably more like 6'1".
Yeah, he's probably like 5'10".
I just, like, anytime the NBA where size is somewhat of an issue and someone says that they're 6'4", you're like, yeah, it means you're 6'1".
Yeah, I do feel like in the NBA, they just make you six. If you're short by NBA standards, they just make you 6'1".
Yeah.
Like they just stop measuring at 6'2". Like, well, he's not 6'2", so let's just make him 6'1".
Well, I'll pull it up, but someone, I'll see if I can find this on Twitter. Someone did a, a breakdown of height in the NBA? Because don't you, in your mind, don't you have a, like that there's some smaller players in the NBA? Like, isn't that something, like, you just...
What do you mean?
Well, like, if I asked you, how many players are under 6 foot in the NBA?
Not, I would say not many.
Yeah, but...
You think a lot?
But you would think there'd be a handful, right?
Under 6 feet?
Yeah, like
no.
5'11", 6 foot?
Yeah, I would think there'd be a handful.
Three or four. Is that a handful?
Well, it's close to a handful. It's like a monkey paw.
What's a handful?
A handful would be five or six,
I
right?
bet there's 10 guys under 6 feet.
10 guys?
I bet they're 10.
I want
like listed or actually? I bet there are actually 10 guys. There might not be 10 listed.
I'm going to find this. I got to go back because there. Someone did this and they went through the number of players by height. It is alarming.
How many how, small guys?
No. How few.
Yeah.
If you are under 6 foot one.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
not in the league.
You're not in the league.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I guess in my mind, I just thought, you know, there's always, you know, some smaller guys that are kind of scrappy and play the right
every
way.
Every once in a while. I mean, you remember Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
But what was he like? 3'8"? Dude, he was 5'3",
I think.
Dude, he was unbelievable. Well, think about that. He was 5'3".
Yeah.
And playing in the NBA.
Well, and the person who was making this was, it might have been Warren Sharp. I'll scroll through my likes because I know I clicked on it. He was making the point where he was telling people, if you're 5'11", if you're 5'10", 5'11", and you're a basketball player, stop. Like, you're an elite,
right.
Stop.
Yeah.
Go play corner.
Exactly.
Like, you can be a great NFL corner at 5'11", and he's like, I don't care. And this is like the Sebastian Telfair and these guys. Like, if you're 5'11", barely 6 foot, stop it. You aren't going to play in the NBA,
right.
Worth a damn, but you can go be an elite corner. That was the whole point. But the breakdown of smaller players in the NBA just kind of shocked me because I knew there wasn't a ton, but I didn't think it was this bad. I just have to find the
well,
tweet.
Well, you do have some greats that were under 6 feet. Isaiah Thomas comes to mind.
Yeah, that is the outlier of outliers.
John Stockton. Well, no, Stockton was actually taller than people think, right?
I think
he's
so.
Like the 6'1 type guy?
I think he might be that.
Damon Stoudemire was tiny.
I'm seeing a post here that in 2011, so 2 years ago, there were 9 players in the league that were under 6 feet.
2011? That's
or, excuse me, 2021. I'm sorry. I was reading under 5'11 or under.
Well, that would be a handful.
Just a handful. Yeah. That would be 2 handfuls.
How big's Chris Paul?
He's probably six. He's 6'2", 6'3", somewhere in there. Well, like, they list Lillard. He's
6'3", right?
Yeah,
he's not 6'3".
He's not 6'3". But Steve Nash, I remember standing next to Steve Nash and being surprised.
He's taller than you think.
He's taller than you think. A lot of those guys are. When you go down there, like, I'm legit 6'3". Like, I can't claim 6'4". I'm, like, in shoes, I'm a legit just above 6'3". And so when I stand down there, and, like, I'm a fairly big guy. And it's just, it's weird because you see guys on the NBA floor and you think of them being just these little tiny fellas. But they're only that because everyone else they're playing with is 6'7" and above. And so it's just, it's really not a small person's league. And we talk about the undersized guards in Portland, and this is kind of one of those things. If Bronny James...
They're undersized at 6'2", 6'3".
Exactly. And this is my thing with Bronny James is, no offense, he's not the most talented player in the world. And if they're listing him at 6'2", realistically, he's probably more like 6'1". Limits what you're doing in this league.
Can't measure that JJ Barea heart. By the way, there's another James. Did you know that there's another one? After
yeah.
Bronny?
Yeah, he's got
and
another
name. His name is Bryce.
Bryce Maximus, I think.
Yeah, Bryce Maximus.
Better, worse?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Too young. Okay.
I think also he's maybe not as into basketball, though. I think he's more into... I don't know that
he really
doesn't play, but I don't think he's going to be Bronny caliber or maybe has Bronny's desire to follow dad. I don't know for sure.
He's more into the...
Maybe he hates his dad.
Seems a bit extreme.
I think he's actually the one of the two who does really funny impressions of his dad that everyone thinks are hilarious. Like,
oh really?
He'll act like his dad and like kind of troll him and make fun of him. It's good. It's good time.
We need that in the world.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, again,
he's 15. Bryce,
imagine the dedication it takes to be, you know, like an elite player like that. And when you come in that environment, I totally get the. Who is it? Gretzky's kid. At one point it was Gretzky's kid, Elway's kid, and there was one other that were playing at, it was like Thousand Oaks, some school in California. Oaks Christian, maybe that's what it was. And it was Elway, Gretzky, and there was another ridiculously famous athlete son all on the same team. And I remember there was an article about that where they were talking just none of those kids played the sport that their fathers played. Like that, and I remember Gretzky's kid being like, I don't want to play hockey. Like by the time I was 10, he's like, you really think I wanted to skate out there? And everyone that I played against, I had Gretzky on the back of my jersey. You think that puts a little bit of a target on your back? Yeah, it's not a lot of fun. So they all went out and, you know, did something else. And none of them really went on to do much, which is why most of the famous athletes, truly famous athletes' kids, don't really do it. I mean, Griffey comes to mind. His dad wasn't a superstar, but Bonds. But like most of the time, it's you know, the star athlete's kid isn't going on to being a star.
So Bryce was born right in the middle of LeBron's first finals appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he's shaping up to be a talented player too. Mm-hmm. He transferred to Sierra Canyon, same place Bronny is,
mm-hmm.
Same time. And he's wrapping up his freshman year right now. Mm-hmm. So he's there. He's there too.
LeBron's going to play till he's 50 just so he can play with both of his sons.
You know, don't put it past him.
Gordie Howe did that in hockey. He stuck around for like a gajillion years to try to play with his kids.
They're also saying Bryce is a little taller and some think has more potential than Bronny.
Oh, okay. So not one of those tweener kids.
Well, he's still, if you look at him, I mean, he's a freshman in high school.
A lot can happen, right?
Yeah, he could grow, he will grow. It's just that if you look at him side by side with Bronny, he's actually already about 6 inches taller.
Oh.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying Bryce is reportedly 6'6".
Ah. Well, that's a big difference right there.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That helps.
He doesn't look it, but.
That helps.
Yeah. There is hot Bronny talk. And by the way, all in the time we were talking, they tore down the Mickey thing and he's out of here.
Well, he took
it was for one kid.
Whose kid is that?
I think somebody won a contest or something.
I say, how spoiled do you have to be where you get an entire like radio station that brings Mickey in and you get one photo with him?
I think it was a contest.
Okay.
I think it's like, hey, you won a deal and you're going to meet Mickey. There was a really cute little kid out here.
Yeah.
Who took pictures with...
He was wearing all his Mickey sweats.
Yeah, he got his little Mickey hat.
Yeah.
He was smiling ear to ear. It was cute.
Can we say that probably wasn't even the real Mickey Mouse? I mean...
Right. The kid doesn't
They know. Probably outsourced that Mickey. They went and found some homeless lady underneath the 405.
Gave her some blow. She's dancing around.
And put a rat's hat on and you dance around and there you go.
Well, she already had the blow, probably.
Later tonight, the Mickey costume will just be a fire that you kick out of the road.
Yeah, if I'm driving home and that Mickey outfit is burning up, I'm going to be very disappointed.
All right, well, we're way over. There is our first hour plus of radio broadcast on this Wednesday. How about that? Will San Diego State, Florida Atlantic be little viewed? Some numbers coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.